The very, very first time I heard Madame Lehman sing was when I was a student at the Cleveland Institute of Music. She sang in Cleveland at the Music Hall, a great big place. But I felt every word and every nuance that she gave. And the one song that changed my whole approach to singing, changed my life as a singer, was the wonderful folk song, Mein Mädel hat einen Rosenmund. In this song, it's a strophic, and each verse calls for a different color, different person, different thought. And each time there's the section with the tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, du lässt mir keine Ruhe. Every verse had a different color, a different feeling for the la-la-la. And that last sentence, du lässt mir keine Ruhe, each time was different with underneath it all different wonderful meanings. And I got them all. And I said, that's for me. And that's what I want to do. I shall never forget the first time I went to Hope Ranch. We went into her living room and she said, what will you sing? And I said, well, I have just been singing the Liederkreis of Schumann. And I said, I thought I would sing the first song, and which I did. To refresh your memory, the German words are aus der Heimat. Hinter dem Blitzen rot, da kommen die Wolken her. Aber Vater und Mutter sind lange tot. Es kennt mich dort keiner mehr. Translated means, from the homeland, there by the lightning red, there, that's where the clouds are coming from. But father and mother are long dead, and no one knows me there anymore. I was deeply touched by what I was singing because I had just 2 weeks before lost my mother. And I started to cry. And she said, wait, you must have loved your mother very much. And I said, oh, yes. And she said, why are you crying? The memory of her should be so wonderful that you should smile. I was stunned. This sort of philosophy, absolutely, in many cases, the opposite of what my American-German upbringing had been, was so different and so wonderful and so often upbeat and so often with humor that I hadn't even seen the humor, so often a little sexy, offbeat, and wonderful, was what I loved when I worked with Madame Lehman.